Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We are discussing Psukei Dezimra, based on the Sefer Shiurim LeZecher Rabbi Moiri. So there are two basic yesodos, two solid yesodos in Yadus that will help us explain the Mivneh and the Tochen of Psukei Dezimra, the form and the content of Psukei Dezimra. Yesodos, which at first blush seem that they contradict each other, Bibchinas Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Ze Ze, but, as was explained elsewhere, hopefully we will get there in a future shiur, both are true and are echoed in the praises of the Jewish people. One yesod says, Hallelujah, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Es Shem Hashem, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivorach, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Hashem should be praised. He's praised by those who serve Hashem. They praise the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem should be blessed forever. In other words, there is a mitzvah of praising the Borei Olam for his wonders and his great chasadim. And that also fits with the character and will of a person, that from his nature he recognizes good, he has gratitude, and wants to express his thoughts and feelings towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shira v'zimra, even if he is not able to express all of his praises. Another yesod, the second yesod, is Mi Yemalel Gvurot Hashem Yashmia Kol Tilaso. Who can say all of the strength of Hashem to make heard all of his praise? You cannot say all the Gvuros in Chazdei Hashem Shebechol Yom V'Yom Uvechol Et Uvechol Sha'ah. We have about a septillion, 1 in 24 zeros, cells in our body. And we have to thank Hashem for the tremendous precision and wonders within each one and how they interact. And that's just a septillion ways of thanking Hashem. There's a lot more just in the body. So therefore, Lecha Dumiya Tehila, it's better to just remain silent. Because any praising of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim with a person who is so weak, who lives in this physical body, is begeder hanimna vehabilti muvan. It can't be, and the Gemara reflects this. Megillat Chasam Aleph, Baruch Aslam Nekim Alam Beis. You can't say all of Hashem's praises. These two yesodos are expressed in the second pasuk of Shir Hashayim. Ashira Hashem, I am compelled to thank and praise Hashem on the wonders that He did for us. Nevertheless, Ki Ga'o Ga'a, He is above and elevated over any song and praise. The sweet singer of Israel declares in Divrei Hayamim Chavtes Yud Gimel, Ve'ata Elokeinu Modim Anachnu Lach U'Mehalelim L'Shem Tifartecha. And now, Hashem, we thank you, and we praise your glorious name. Whereas the Levim, guided by Nechemiah and Nechemiah Tetei, say that Hashem is Meromam al kol bracha v'tehila. He is above any praise and blessing. So these are two contradictory elements in one subject, but these. This contrast expresses one greater and more perfect truth. A person is obligated to bless his Creator and to praise Him. And he is also prevented from saying Divrei Hallel V'Shevach. How does the Halacha deal with this stira? Halacha Amra כי שבת, שבח והלל מותרים ונחוצים באחד משני מקומות. הלכה says that praising Hashem is permitted and necessary in one of two places. Number one, כשאמירתם מהווה מצווה בפני עצמה או נובעת ממצווה אחרת, כמו בחנוכה או ביום טוב, שמצוות שמחה או פרסומי ניסה מחייבות סידור שבחו של מקום בהלל. When the amira constitutes an independent mitzvah or flows from a different mitzvah, like on Hanukkah or on Yantif, when the mitzvah of Simcha Pursumei Nisa obligate us to praise Hashem in Hallel. Yesh v'kpida Torah v'darsha min adam shichakel ma'aseo b'etem li'yisod harishon. Sometimes the Torah obligates a person to be guided by the first principle that we should praise Hashem. Hallelu avdei Hashem, yihi shem Hashem mevorach me'ata ve'ad olam. The servants of Hashem should praise Him. The name of Hashem should be blessed from now until forever. And such a person at this time should be pone oref liyisod hasheni. He should turn his neck, show the nape of his neck to the second principle of not praising Hashem. And then he has a merit and an obligation, definitely, to organize words of praise based on the will of Hashem. Regarding such a situation, all of the psukim that encourage a person to praise and thank and glorify Hashem were stated. That's number one. Number two is lekro divrei shevach vehoda'a shel hakadosh baruch hu kikorei b'torah she'az hamatir shel sidur divrei ritzui hu mitzvat talmud torah. We also have a heter and a responsibility and an obligation to read words of praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like one who reads from the Torah. Then the matir is, what permits us is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What is somebody learning when he reads Hallel? He is learning the ways of Hashem and His deeds. Nevi'im and Ksuvim teach us a Torah Shlema, Darkei Hashem, that we have to learn in order to go in those paths, and imitatio di, to be similar kiviyachol to the Rabbono Shel Olam. A navi is not allowed to be mechadesh in yanei halacha. However, he is invited and authorized by the Rabbono Shel Olam to reveal to the nation and to tell the nation the great pe'ulos of Hashem that people should try to mimic. These two categories we find in Hallel and Psukei Dezimra. Hallel is said because it's our obligation, and the chiyuv is chal on the person which permits him to say the praise of Hashem. And we declare this obligation and on our intention to praise Hashem through saying a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah. That's like a declaration of intent. We say the Birchas HaMitzvah. We have a mitzvah now to say the praise of Hashem. But Psukei Dezimra, in contrast, we are reading Ksuvim. We are reading Psukim from Ksuvim. And the Iker Mechayiv there is Limud Torah VeHavana, to learn the Torah, to understand. Iyun bidvar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kedei she'al yedekein naskil ladat ech lefi lechiyot v'lefol. To learn the ways of Hashem in order that we should know how to live and how to act. V'lachein ein birkat mitzvah nifredet al kriyazo. We don't have a birchas mitzvah, because we don't make a bracha on the Torah every time we learn. A bracha is a declaration of intent about what we are about to do. So what do we say? We say, "Ubishirei David avdecha, nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu, b'shvachot uvizmirot negadelcha ונשבח ונפארך ונזכיר שמך ונמליכך. With the songs of David your servant, we will praise you, Hashem our God. With praises, songs, we will make you great. We will praise you. We will glorify you. We will mention your name. We will make you the king. Apparently, we have a simple question that emerges from here. Why don't we also make a bracha and hallel? Likro et hallel Mishirei David Avdecha, like we're doing here, Mishirei David Avdecha. Why don't we do the same thing by Hallel? Why do we do it only by Pesukei Dezimra, by Baruch Shamar? However, the answer is very clear. In Hallel, the Etzem Kiyum is expressed Be'amirat Parakim Halalu, Lo B'Torat Ketuvim V'Shirei David, Ki'im B'Torat Hallel B'Fnei Atzmo. In Hallel, the Etzem Kiyum of Hallel is expressed when we say these Parakim. Not B'Torah's Ksuvim V'Shirei David, as we were Marich in the previous Shir, but rather B'Torah's Hallel. That there's a special Kiyum of Hallel to say these Parakim, the whole Parak, like we said. Yet it's true that these Pirkei Hallel are Pirkei Tehillim, but the Kiyum is not identical with Kriyas Ksuvim. Nusach HaHalel V'Aksuvim Echad Hu. The Nusach of Halel and these Psukim and these Ksuvim from Tehillim are one, but they're two different Pu'ulos. In other words, sometimes you could do the same action, but they're defined in different ways. Okay, if somebody is cuts into somebody else's flesh, he could be a doctor and be healing him, or he can Chas V'Shalom be an evil person. Both in Pesukei Dezimran and Hallel, we're reading Pesukim, but what's the key and what's the deeper kavana? When it's Hallel, it's Pirkei Hallel. In Pesukei Dezimra, it's Kriyas Pesukim. It's just praise of Hashem. It's not a Kriya Mesuyam. It's not categorized as Torah's Hallel. And now you're saying Hallel? No. It's just a Psukim from Ksuvim. But it doesn't have the same status as having Torah's Hallel. It's just regular praise, which is a type of Talmud Torah, teaching us about the ways of Hashem that we have to follow. So that's why we say in the bracha before Pesukei Dezimra, right, that starts Pesukei Dezimra, Mishirei David Avdecha, that's what we're about to do. But Hallel is a Birchas HaMitzvah. We have a special mitzvah to say Hallel. We have a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to be misadr shvach v'shal makom. And that's the matir. גם בנוגע לברכה של אחריהם, כשאנו משווים ברכת יהללוך אחרי הלל וברכת ישתבח, אנחנו מוצאים הבדל משמעותי המשתקף בכמה שינויים. If you compare the bracha afterwards, the Yehalelucha that we say after Hallel and the Yishtabach that we say after Pesukei Dezimra, we have a number of differences. The chasima of Yehalelucha is Melech Mehulal Batishbachos. Yishtabach is Melech Gadol Batishbachos. The chasima of Yehalelucha is short. The chasima of Yishtabach is more barichus, is more lengthy. Kel Odaot, Adon Aniflaot, Habocher B'Shirei Zimra, Melech Kel Chei Ha'olamim. In Yehalelucha we say, Ki Lecha Tov Leodot U'Leshemcha Ne'el Zamer. In other words, we're saying it's good for us to praise you. It's Kedai for us to praise you. It's good for us. In Yishtabach we say, Ki Lecha Na'ay Hashem Elokeinu, Shir U'Shvacha, Halel V'Zimra, Oz U'Memshala, Netzach, Gdula U'Gvura, Tehila V'Teferet Kedusha U'Malchut, Berachot V'Hodaot Me'ata V'Ad Olam. We're talking about Hashem. It's good for you, all of these praises. So we have a number of differences. It's really interesting to compare. In Yishtabach, we mention Hashem's Elokus and Malchus twice, Kel Melech Batishbachos, Kel Ha'odos, Melech Kel Chei Olamim. So here we have the Melech Batishbachos and Melech Kelche Olamim. So that God is not only God, he's also the king. Also in Yahalalucha, we say Yahalalucha. And in Psukei de Zimra, we don't say Yahalalucha, but we use Lashon Hispoil. Yishtabach Shimcha Ad Malkeinu. God's name is praised. So how do you explain these various differences between Hallel and Psukei de Zimra? כדי לעמוד על משמעות ההבדלים האלו להבין תוכן ישתבח עלינו לשים לב לדברי ריצוי עובר לברכה זו בשבתות ובימים טובים. So in order to understand this, we have to go to the divrei ritzui that we say before this bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. ובמקלות רבבות עמך בית ישראל ברינה יתפאר שמך ישבה כן בכל דור ובדור שכן חובת כל היצורים לפניך השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו להודות להלל השבח לפאר עולמים להדר ולך להלל וקלץ על כל דברי שירות ותשבחות דוד בן ישי עבדך משיחך. כלומר, our chova is to praise you not only in these prakim and not only in the entire Sefer Tehillim but a lot more. Shekhin chovas kol yitzurim, we have to praise you mefar, we have to glorify you, exalt you, bless you, elevate you, praise you, al kol divrei, even more than the shiras and tishbachos of David ben Yishai. A person cannot be yotzei yedei chovaso saying God's praises. This is too much to say. So we should say, therefore, that don't even start, because miyamal gvuras Hashem eshmeo kol tilaso. Who can say all the praises of Hashem? So don't even try to start. It's an insult to him that you're praising him so little. Lecha dumiyat tehillah. For you, praise is silence. And we feel this tone. In nishmas, ilufinu malei shira kayam, ulashenenu rina kahamon galav, v'siftotenu shevach kemerchavei rakia, v'einenu mi'irot kashemesh v'chayarech, וירדנו פרוסות כנשרי שמיים, ועגלנו קלות כאיילות. אין אנחנו מספיקים להודות לך השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו על אחת מאלף אלפי אלפים, וריבי רבבות פעמים הטובות שעשית עם אבותינו. That's what we say, that if our mouths were filled with song like the sea, and our tongues like the waves, were song like the waves, and our lips were praised like the expanse of the sky, and our eyes would shine like the sun and like the moon, and our hands would be outstretched, we wouldn't be able to praise you, Hashem, for one ela achatz me'elef alfei alafim, even a fraction, the smallest fraction of what you do for us. So what's the point? Even if we say all of Sefer Tehillos David Ben Yishai, Gan Sefer Tehillim, it's helfnish, not going to help us. So amaskana mitbakeshet imkein hina. So what's the conclusion? The conclusion that begs, and in Nusach Sfard, the bracha in fact starts uvechein, and therefore maskana is yishtabach shemcha la'ad malkeinu. So it's reflexive. God's name is praise. Hashevach noveh me'atzmacha. The praise comes from you. Atahu yoshev tehila. You are the one sitting on the praise, because to you, Hashem, it is fitting to give shir and shvacha. Because the song is yours, and the praise is yours, and it's all yours. It's not about us. We can't do it. Like we say in the Pizmon, Ha'aderes v'hamuna, that we say in Simchas Torah, Hashir v'hashevach l'chai olamim. The song and the praise are to the life of the worlds, to Hashem. So we can understand this to mean not only that this is what is coming to Hashem, but this is what is shayach to Hashem. It's all yours. It's not about us at all. It's all about you. It's all yours. Halel v'zimra, oz u'memshala, netzach, gdula u'gvura, tehila v'tiferet, kedusha u'malchut. It's all yours, Hashem. The one who makes this bracha enumerates the midos of his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his darkei apu'ulos that we have to go in. And he declares to the Borei Olam that it's all yours, and everything was given for your hand. It's all about you. He doesn't need our praises, because he's Kel B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz, Nistar v'ne'alam min hakol. He's hidden from everything. Kel mistatel v'shafrir chivyon. It's God who's hiding. And it's all yours, Hashem. Hakol lecha. Lanu eina el shabeach. We can't do it. But to you it's na'eh. To you it's fitting. To you it's beautiful. And all of these praises come from you. Me'atzmutcha. And in your name we say, Melech Gadol Batishbachot. The Melech who's Lemala, who's Gadol, who's Ein Sof, even when he's Mulal Batishbachot. Kel Ha'odot, the God of thanks. This Kel Mistatel B'Shafril Chivyon, this God who's hiding in this mist, we can't find him. All the thanks are his. Adon Niflaot, the Master of Wonders. So you, B'Cholzot, and you're good and you're great chesed, you chose B'Shirei Zimra, and you were Matir, the Amira Shirei Zimra to us, in order that we learn how to live and how to act. That's why we call him Melech. Melech hamizdakek eleinu kemelech le'amo. Ein melech below am, like we know from our rabbis. A king that comes to us like a king over his nation. But at the end of the day, be'ikar, ke'el chayo le'chayo lamim. He's the life of the world and he's hidden from all. B'mila achat, p'sukei d'zimra, אחרי שסידרנו שבחותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ועסקנו בריצוי דברים אנו עומדים ומצהירים כי כל עמלנו לשב המשימה מעבר ליכולתנו בשמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ישתבח ויתפאר מעצמו. After all we said it's a fruitless endeavor, it's beyond our capability, it's beyond our capacity, and the name of Hashem will be praised and glorified forever. We start with the Yisod of Hallelu Avdei Hashem. And we conclude with the Yisod of Lecha Dumiyat Tehillah. What can we say? It's all about you, God. But from our perspective, we can't do anything. We can't say anything. And Hallel, in contrast, we open up with the first Yisod that we want to praise Hashem, and we also conclude with it. Towards the end we say, Yahalelucha Hashem Elokeinu, Kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha tzadikim osei ratzonecha, v'chol amecha beit Yisrael b'rina yodu v'yivarchu. We were mesader your shevach, and we praised you for all your wonders, and we're going to continue to do so. Yahalelucha Hashem Elokeinu, we're going to praise you for all of your deeds and all of your chesed, the tzaddikim and those who do your will, and all Amcha Beis Yisrael, all your nation Israel, with song, they're going to thank you and bless you. Why? Ki lecha tov leodos ulishimcha ne'el zamir. Because to you it is good to praise. It's good for us to praise you. Lanu ne'el shabechacha ulevrechet shimcha, because that's what we were commanded. We're doing that. We weren't commanded. We wouldn't be allowed to do it. We're commanded to do it. And we conclude, Melech Mehulal Batishbachot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our praises with, he's pleased, B'Kiviyachol, B'Nachas, U'Bi'Ava, and he is praised through the Ritzui and Shevach and Zimra. So since we are praising Hashem because of the mitzvah, and we're relying on the mitzvah, we don't have to note the problem of the Shevach when we're dealing with Psukei Dezimra. So then we're just being Meshabeach Hashem. There's no Torah's Hallel here. There's no special mitzvah. So when we're being Meshabeach Hashem, we also have to say, you're right Hashem, we're being Meshabeach you, but we're also realizing our limitations. We can't do it. It's all about you. It's really not about us. We're too limited to properly praise you. So we have that problem in Psukei Dezimra, where it's just said B'Torah's Shevach. It's just said as psukim of praise of Hashem. But we have a special mitzvah, special din, a special gedder, a special category of Hallel. We don't have to talk about this problem of not being able to praise Hashem all we can. No. We have this chiyuv. We have a special chiyuv of Hallel. Different and stronger than the chiyuv of Psukei Dezimra. which is a nice thing to do. We're all four Psukei de Zimra. But it's not on the level of the Chiyuv Halel. It's Halel, special Torah's Halel, special Chiyuv. And Mimela, we don't have to start making excuses why we're praising Hashem. And then in the end, we can't say all of His praises. No, we're doing our mitzvah. Shalom al Yisrael. On the other hand, we can't expand it. We can't add Mishar Divrei Shiras Shespachos David. We can't add other praises of David. Torah and Halacha establish borders, and you can't cross those borders. For a mitzvah and for the liturgy of a mitzvah, there is a boundary, a border, a limit, and that's the praise of Hashem, that we should praise Him al pi din, but we shouldn't add anything to the mitzvah. Psukei Dezimra, there the mat, it's a different matir. We're saying Divrei Shevach, as we said, as Talmud Torah. We're being ma'ayin in the midas of Hashem, kedei lehidamot lo. So therefore there's no shir for this amira. Do some more, you do some less, ain't baya. But halal, you better not expand. Halal, you're only allowed to say what you're allowed to say, what's written in the Tofes, because that's the set mitzvah. Shem yavo ha-shoel v'yikshe ha-yechanu amrim melech mulal b'tishpachot b'siyum halal v'chiyacho melech malchem lachem letalot ha-yidei sidur shvacho ha-yidei basar v'dam. Why do we say, God, you're praised with our praises? How is Hashem is elevated by our praises? So the answer is, that's the will of Hashem. We're not the ones crowning Hashem and Rosh Hashanah, we are, because that's His will. He doesn't need it, but kiviyachal, that's His will, so that's what we do. Basar v'dam noten ketel malchut la'atik yomin. This flesh and blood is putting on a crown of glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who preceded, you know, Netzach Netzachim. It's a big paradox. Nevertheless, that's what the Torah says to do, so that's what we do. Okay, sweet friends, we have Baruch Hashem, seen Yiseldus Gedolim and Yanei Halel and Psukei Dezimra. And so Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.